Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Mike Dettelier, Christian Garrick. We welcome in now Wilson Alexander, covering LSU for The Advocate. Wilson, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all this evening?
Good. So the Lobos coming to town Saturday, Baton Rouge. One final, I guess, kind of get-right game before you enter the heart of conference play. They beat Mississippi State, LSU did last week. Through 3 games, has there been enough improvement from week one to now going into week four for this LSU team for you?
Yeah, there's certainly been improvement, and that's what you wanted to see kind of throughout the entire year in this first season under Brian Kelly. That was going to be a good sign heading into year two, that even if this wasn't maybe a season where LSU was competing for a championship, that they were at least getting better throughout the course of the year into November. They did not look good at all against Florida State in the season opener. There was just a lot of messy sort of play and undisciplined kind of things. And they, even though there's still some things they got to clean up, especially on special teams, this was a sign of improvement.
Wilson, today the NCAA gave somebody told me it's a smack on the wrist. I was like, what? Smack on the wrist? This was a warning to the wrist. And you didn't even talk loud to the wrist LSU got everything they had done themselves. It was sort of the self-imposed deal. It's not going to keep them from going to a bowl game. And so did that surprise you that it was as light a smack for the LSU football program as it was? And I call it a smack. I don't even think it was that. Maybe a smirk, but not a smack.
No, it was not a smack. And that didn't surprise me because the NCAA has sort of shown here recently that it's going to punish the people who were involved more so than the program itself, especially if that program, if it happened a few years ago when the people involved have already left, which could end up being relevant to LSU's other
to the basketball situation
still going. Yeah. But we'll have to kind of see how that plays out. But in this case, James Craig was fired 2 years ago, last summer. Because he was no longer on the staff, it wasn't a surprise that LSU didn't get much added on to it other than, like you said, the 1 year probation, which is really just kind of a warning, and that Craig sort of suffered the harshest penalties in this case.
I know, and I've talked to a lot of coaches about this, that when you take over a new regime, there's a moment in time for every coach when he takes over a team that, just believe in me and believe in my staff, and we're going to help you win. But you got to believe in us. Because there's always uncertainty anytime you have a new head coach. I don't care what his credentials were somewhere else. Do you think at the end of the year, that game against Mississippi State might be that moment?
It could be. But what's interesting about Brian Kelly is that he's so process-oriented that the Mississippi State game is more of a reflection of what's maybe going on every single day, week to week, that we're not seeing just on the field. And so it's certainly a sign, like I said earlier, that things are moving in the right direction. But it's going to be more so if that's like sustained throughout the year and LSU continues to show that improvement. It was, I think, maybe a turning point, though, because once you actually get onto the field and prove it in a game, it does help you continue to take that next step. Brian Kelly said that this week, that, okay, now that we've won, we have to continue to show consistency in multiple different areas, special teams, offensive 4 quarters, but also just in day-to-day preparation. But that the team is going to probably be more willing to buy into all of that because they've seen that they can win a game following his methods.
Wilson, were you surprised as many touches for John Emery Because, you know, going into the game, you know, I figured John may get a couple carries, and that's about into the trail. He got more than a couple because actually Coach was sort of downplaying. Oh, John, you know, we moving John in a certain pace into that. And John got a few more carries than I thought he would against State.
Yeah, he ended up getting he had played 25 snaps, yep. I counted, and that was a third of LSU's offensive plays. And it was interesting to see that because, like you said, Brian Kelly throughout the week kept sort of tempering expectations. Like, he's going to be rusty. Don't expect him to break off, you know, like a big giant run and rush for over 100 yards. And obviously that didn't happen. I mean, he rushed for 32 yards on 11 carries. He had the two catches out of the backfield for 15 yards. But, you know, you could see that he was starting to cut well, maybe start to pick up the speed of the game again, see those reads. Brian Kelly was really pleased with his vision in his first game back in 15 months. But it certainly shows you that. I mean, in his first game back, he had 25 carries. As he continues to knock off that rust, which Brian Kelly suspected would take a few weeks, he'll get more and more involved in the offense the longer that he's on the field.
Wilson, it also seems like they've gotten ironed out some of the quirks from week one in terms of the communication from coaches to players, et cetera. They seem like they've ironed those out as well. Does that sound accurate?
I think to a degree, certainly. The communication problems were more so in that first game in the secondary and then the linebacker spot was where they were most concerned because on third, that was kind of what you saw on third down. LSU had trouble tackling Jordan Travis, but also just the communication needed to get better in the back end. And that's gotten a lot better since they moved Jay Ward from safety to nickel and then sort of just flip-flopped him with Greg Brooks and put Greg Brooks back at safety. They've been really pleased with the communication in the secondary, and that certainly showed up against Mississippi State.
Wilson, what would you describe as the identity for this football team after three games?
This team's going to fight. I mean, you saw that right in the beginning. I mean, down early to Florida State, and it looked like Florida State put that game away, and then LSU started clawing back. And then here, down 16-10 against Mississippi State in the second half, 13-0 earlier in the first half, and they kept coming back. And that's what Brian Kelly has sort of at least confirmed in his own mind about this team to this point. It's, okay, they're going to battle. They're not going to give up until the final whistle blows. And that is certainly something that you want in a football team, obviously. And if nothing else, they've at least shown that aspect that they're going to fight.
Wilson, one of the things, man, we get it all the time about, hey, when they're going to finally get the ball more to Kayshon Booty, okay? I saw how State was trying to cover him. And so, you know, my thing is they did the right thing. State was not real smart. Three straight third down conversions. You go to Malik Nabers, and he was beating his guy over and over again. But I do think Brian wants to come up with something to get Booty more involved in this offense. If it's on the reverse plays, if it's a wide receiver screen, whatever. I think he wants to get him more engaged, understanding his ability out on the field. But there are going to be times defense is going to try to take him away. But, man, LSU got some other cats out there that can play. Malik Nabers and Besh, and you can kind of go down the road with Hilton and you name it. They've got some talent at wide receiver, which I think is the thickest position they have from a talent standpoint. But your thoughts on getting and Booty more involved in the offense?
Brian Kelly said after the game Saturday that Kayshon, more than any other receiver they have, for obvious reasons, is going to get those double teams, yep. And the defenses are going to use help over the top. I tried to look back at the film yesterday to see exactly when that was happening, and I couldn't quite parse it out. Like on those third downs you said, mentioned, it seemed like he was also getting single coverage, but the route concepts were different. And that because Malik was sort of using those out routes and just breaking away from the defenders really easily, that he was the guy right there and he was open. And then even on the fourth down, he had a lot more field to work with than Kayshon did on the other side. But because that attention has been on Kayshon, yeah, it's opening up things, especially for Malik. He's the primary beneficiary of that, but also other guys on the offense. Still, LSU wants to and needs to get him involved more. We saw them against Southern, of course, make a concerted effort early to just feed him the ball. They might not do that every single game, but, and even in Mississippi State, I mean, I think it was the second play, he had like an 18-yard catch. They just need to continue to do that. And on his part, Kayshon's got to keep practicing, keep getting better. I mean, he's still, I think, maybe knocking off some rust from the seasoning ankle injury a year ago. He doesn't look quite as explosive in the middle of the games as he maybe was last year. And Brian Kelly said that today. You know, it's on both the coaches and on Kayshon. The coaches got to get him more involved. You know, you get to do some creative things to get him the ball, and he's also just got to continue to work. And hopefully this offense gets to a point where you're not just seeing Kayshon have one good, you know, spurt, Malik have one good spurt, but they're working back and forth, and this whole receiving core is, you know, firing on all cylinders at one time and using all of that talent.
Wilson, I went back and watched the film. Man, Emory Jones, I thought, for his first game as a starter, and I could hear it in Brian's voice middle of the week last week, and so we do in pregame. I told Christian, listen, I'm telling you, he's telling you without telling you, Emory Jones is going to start. We knew the injury with Bradford, but he was going to go with Emory. I thought Jones did a really good job as a start, especially in the pass protection part of the game where, man, he caught that guy and sort of looped him to the outer edge. He did a really nice job in his first game. You're talking about an 18-year-old getting in there, and you got now two starters at the tackle positions, and you can say a three because, you know, Mason's playing tight end. I thought Emory played a really good game, especially in the pass protection part.
He did. He ended up ranked out as or graded out as the fourth highest offensive tackle in the SEC by Pro Football Focus. Number one was on the other side with Will Campbell.
Yep.
It was incredibly impressive that LSU was able to start two true freshmen in an SEC game and not only win, but give Jaden Daniels some pretty good pass protection. I mean, you could see kind of right out of the gate, it's like, oh, he's got a little bit more time, a little bit of a cleaner pocket than he's had the last couple of weeks. Emory Jones was a big piece of that, being at right tackle. He's got great feet. He's athletic. And he was able to handle what is a pretty solid Mississippi State defensive front absolutely just fine. He also made that great open field tackle that saved a touchdown on a punt return.
He's
somebody who, at this point, got to stay in the lineup, right? I mean, he's Brian Kelly.
How can you pull him now?
Certainly. But, yeah, exactly. He played so well as a true freshman. And he'll probably be lumps along the road because he's that true freshman. But this is somebody you're looking at as a future, like, very integral piece on LSU's offensive line already here in the three games into his career.
Wilson, as always, man, you're outstanding. Thanks for the insight.
Thank you, Wilson.
Thanks for having me. Y'all have a great night.
All right, Wilson too, Alexander, bud. Covering LSU for The Advocate. The voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, is next in your calls here on Sports Talk on WWL.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.